Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I would there be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
What's up, Schmidt? Hello, hello.
I'm Schmidt, that's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is Wager Maker Podcast number 14. I can't believe 14 shows have gone by already. This football season's already zipping by. We're done with week 3 in the NFL, week 4 in college. Got lots to talk about, obviously, this week. Don't forget, you can listen to us at iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, everywhere else you would see podcast. You can get us Facebook at the Wager Makers Podcast, Twitter at the Wager Makers, Instagram at the Wager Makers, and don't forget you can check out our picks on sportswatchmonitor.com. Also, Webb, what'd you think of the weekend?
Rough, man. Rough, brother. Rough.
Well, yeah, we got beat up a little bit. You know, we got beat up a little bit in college, no doubt. Not even a little bit. We went 4-10 in a 14-game in college. We got our ass
got
kicked.
Bitch slapped.
Got our ass kicked. But in the NFL, we went 5-4. We're waiting on this game tonight. We're watching the Monday Night Football game right now. We have Washington plus 4. They're losing 7-0 right now. We'll see how this game turns out. But you know, there's been a lot of negative on the show, Webb. I think I want to start out with something positive. It was a great day, Webb. It was a great day.
Yeah?
It was a great Monday to be a New Orleanian today. Walking the streets, man. People are smiling. The sun's out. The birds are chirping. Everything's going good in the Houdat Nation today. And really, they have me to thank for it.
I thought so. That's what the whole time I was thinking. I'm like, this is my man. Got him rallied, man. He's right up there. With I have a dream. Come on.
Serious, dude. I gave my best.
You
new
and Tony Robbins
last week.
That's right. No, that's right.
Gave my best Newt Rockne speech last week. I think the team was listening.
New Orleans, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
There you go.
I'm here for you. I mean, I called out Sean Payton. He had an awesome day. I called out the defense. Awesome. I called out Teddy Bridgewater. Played a good, solid game. I'm not going to say
he
awesome. Played a good
He's
solid
fine.
Game.
He's
good
fine.
Enough to win. Special teams with a special teams return for a touchdown. Everything you want to do as a team for the Saints, they came up big for. It was really
definitely
good.
Definitely a team rally behind, you know, to support the man Breeze, like you said. So you did good, man. You did good.
Yeah. No more negativity, man. We're on. I'll tell you, Webb, it was Saints fans were into it this week too. At the bar, Turtle Bay, we were packed in the courtyard, upstairs, downstairs, everywhere. It was hard to find a good seat. And people were very apprehensive early on. You know, you kind of got the feeling people were in a wait and see, just kind of nervous about what people don't know what it's like to be without Drew Breeze for a while. So
yeah,
nobody really knew what to expect. Man, we got that Harris returned the punt early on, and we just felt, man, you could just tell that everybody was into it after that, man. From that point on, you just felt like the Saints were going to roll. A few things. I mean, Alvin Kamara, dude, this dude is untackable.
He put them on his back. Yeah, he put them right on his back.
They can't tackle him.
He looks like he's down.
He looks like they got him. They just never do.
Several times.
He's not that big a guy, but guys just bounce off of him. I don't know if they slip off of him. What? But he's unbelievable, man. They just kept throwing it to him. Also, like, man, DeMario Davis, he's a badass linebacker, right?
Last week, and his dad is like an army captain or a marine sergeant, some type of military, a little bit higher up ranking military officer. So I guess he's got a little bit of that discipline in him or whatever, that hard nose. But yeah, he's a bad man for sure.
He's a bad man, and you know, everybody's seen the videos of Drew Brees doing like the pregame pep talks and all that stuff where all the players are surrounded around him. And I always thought it was kind of weird coming from a quarterback. You know, you think of that rah-rah, like get fired up, all kinds of shit from like a defensive guy, maybe a defensive lineman, a linebacker, or something like that. I always thought it – and he kind of took over that role in this position this week. And they showed a little video of him. We popped it on our Facebook page too, man. He's talking about going out for the hunt and now we eat and all this shit, man. Get you pumped up. The guys were pumped up. I'm proud of them. They started out the day. Somebody broke Pete Carroll's nose. He got hit with a ball.
Yeah, one of the linemen or like somebody threw a football and hit him in the nose. Busted his nose, dude.
Yeah, one of their own guys, I think, hit him with the ball. But it started out to be a bad day for Seattle right off the jump.
I mean, that was a little bit uncharacteristic for them, how they played. But I think the Saints, a lot of that had to do with how the Saints jumped on them right from the kick. So
right. So, you know, and so, I mean, I really think, dude, I really feel like that speech, I mean, it got something. No more. Obviously. There was no more. Obviously. There was no more shit talking. No more bad mouthing. No more talking about the ref. Shoot, the refs even held the whistle on the Saints defensive touchdown. It was probably closer to a fumble, non-fumble than that one that happened the week before when the Saints picked up and ran it back in the end zone. Well, the refs did their job. They didn't will it a whistle. They let the play out. Saints got a defensive touchdown.
I was glad. Yeah, I mean, that was the one of my goals. Here we go. Something's going to happen.
right.
We're going to be right down this rabbit hole again.
Right. Yeah, Saints fans are funny, too. That every time there's a flag or every time the ref comes out to say something, you're just waiting for the negative, the worst possible scenario to come out.
Absolutely.
So, but man, everything went right for the Saints, and now you know what that means, brother. We got your boys coming to town this week.
Now, it's a new world, baby. It's a new week.
Right.
It's a new week. I mean, you're going to walk to that 3-3 with Breeze out, but this will be the test this week. We'll see what your boys talk about hunting and eating animals when Zeke is running the ball here instead of Carson can't take a step without slipping.
Oh, man, we're not here to talk some shit about you boys beat Dolphins, with a couple other shitty ass fucking teams. What?
Who would you beat?
We beat the Houston Texans. We beat the Rams.
Right.
Oh, no, we didn't. Well, no, we didn't beat the Rams. We beat Seattle. All right. A win in Seattle. We got a win in Seattle.
Seattle beat the Bengals by one.
All right.
What happened to the Bengals?
All right. They covered against us this week. Assholes. We had the Bills.
Yeah, of course they did.
Right.
Of course. So did everybody else.
Oh, shit. So, but anyway, we can get to our picks a little bit. Man, the picks in college.
It started off bad just from Thursday. We knew. I mean, we were both. I was leery. You were leery. I was terrified of that Houston game. And 21-7, man. I'm like, oh, I could probably shut this off. But or 28-7, right? Up 21. And nope, didn't happen. Didn't happen.
No, I'll tell you,
bomber just throwing lefty bombs like Jim Zorn.
We could put the kibosh on any team. We know this. We already know this. Now, it's finally getting out there for the rest of the world.
We all knew it. Everybody else knows it.
So it's kind of like the, you know, hear the people say to hold my beer thing. So what? Tulane's biggest. I was reading up. Tulane's biggest comeback in school history was 14 points. 14 points. They were down 28-7 in the first quarter. Webb and Smith are on Houston. Hold my beer. Here we come. They're laying 5 points to Houston. And not only that, we last play of the game, all they have to do is tackle the guy who kicks a field goal. No.
Yep.
No. Runs in for a touchdown. Everybody in New Orleans is jumping around like something just happened. Except me. And I like the green wave.
Right.
I usually on the green wave. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, that was right there. That was a tough one. That started off. I'm like, here we go.
Right.
We're all downhill from here.
Right. And the whole, you know, we got the NFL game Thursday night, so we felt a little better. Dirk Diggler, Minshew.
Oh, yeah. That was an inspired pick. We need a little pat on the back.
Dude, the dude's playing good. He's playing good.
He is.
Six-round pick rookie.
He might not. He might Wally Pip Nick Foles. Foles might not get it back.
Yeah. I mean, he just looks like the game's not out of his control. He looks like it's not too big for him.
Whatever. He's not overwhelmed at all. He just goes in there and does his thing.
Right. Unbelievable. So then we lose the Utah-USC. I was just starting to think. I'll tell you, that was a pretty physical game for a Pac-12 game. I thought it was a good game to watch other than we were on the wrong side of that one. Then we had Air Force and Boise, wrong side of that one. But other than the Saints, though, there was one other game that turned into like a Super Bowl for me this week, Webb. It was the UFC and Pitt. UCF and Pitt.
Yeah, another one we derailed.
Right.
They're now 29-2.
yeah. Yeah, another one. Hold my UCF hasn't lost in two seasons of regular seasons. Well, Webb and Smith are on them. Hold my beer. Here comes Pitt.
That's right. So, we can wreck it. Oh yeah.
Funny story. So you know, Sharon's been real supportive of this thing, and usually everything that I've done in the past, shit, I've come home a couple different times and said, listen, we're selling everything, we're buying a bar. That happened a couple times, worked out. She's always behind me. This time, you know how it went. Listen, Webb, I think we should do a podcast. Yeah, let's do it. So within, you know how we roll. Within a week, we had microphones, headphones, T-shirts, websites, the whole nine yards. Next thing you know, I'm locking Sharon in the bedroom twice a week. tell her she can't come out, can't go to the bathroom.
Don't say none.
Yeah, can't say a word. Don't come out. You can't even go to the bathroom. We're trying to do a podcast here. Right.
Yep.
So she's being real supportive. She's always supportive of all the bullshit things I do, all the crazy
lady,
things.
No doubt. Rockstar lady.
Right. So, well, here's the deal, though. So I guess I used her car the other day and I left it on. She usually listens to country music. And I had left it on ESPN radio. Okay. So they had a, so on the ESPN guys, one of the local sports channels, they had, they brought on a tout. It was Thursday afternoon. They brought on one of the guys that, that gives out the picks and, oh man, we're 5-0 against the spread and this and that, and in the rain, in the turf, onto this 5-0. I worked in, the guy's saying he worked in Las Vegas for 25 years as a runner for the sports books, all this shit, right? So I didn't hear it, but Sharon gets out of the car. She's like, oh, I was just listening to this guy. You got, he took like five or six picks. He took like five or six picks and, one of them, I forget the other ones. I wrote them down, but Pitt. Is Pitt playing this week? You got to take Pitt. You got to take Pitt, right? So I'm like, listen, we just, it's Thursday afternoon. We just released our show with the picks for the week. We took UCF.
We
took
love
the other team.
UCF.
We took the other team. We love UCF.
Yeah,
haven't lost in 2 years.
That was kumbaya right there.
Me and Webb are on that. We disagree about other shit. We were on UCF all the way. I'm like, listen, the show just came out. We took Pitt. We took UCF. We're not going the other way.
Nope. No way.
Oh, this guy, he's been working at 25 years at the sports book. He knows his stuff. I forget the other picks, but I remember Pitt. I don't even know if she knows what Pitt stands for. I'm not even sure if she knows. She certainly doesn't know who they were playing. Just knew Pitt. She knew Pitt. Right. So all right, listen. So let it go. All right. So Friday evening, I'm watching the Utah and the USC and the Boise and Air Force, and both teams are starting to flip. Both games are starting to flip on us. Late third quarter, we're starting to see. Sharon comes in. Is this Pitt? Is this the Pitt game? So I'm like, no, right away. Right away, I know this is going to be a thing for the weekend. This is the most. I know the Saints game is important to me, but this game, the UCF, has become my Super Bowl for the weekend. Okay, because this is going to be one of those "I told you so" moments, either by me or by her. Yes. I told you so. Anybody out there, if you're a man or a woman, whatever, married, whatever you're doing, you know what I'm talking about. This is going to be one of those "I told you so" moments. So sure enough, we were sitting there. I felt the game starting to turn, and she noticed the Boise game on. And Webb, when you're watching a Boise game on TV for the first time, what's the first thing you notice that's completely different than any other football game that you might watch?
No, obviously the blue field, the Smurf turf.
Exactly. I think this was Sharon's first time seeing the blue field.
That's not a surprise. Yeah.
Okay. And she's very OCD. And I'm feeling the games losing. And she just wouldn't let. Why did they play in a blue field? I don't understand. It's a blue field. Like I can't take it. I don't like it. It's ugly. It's this and that. She's going on and on about the blue field. You know, everybody's seen it. If you've seen it for the first time, it's been around for 30
years. It's still
years
jarring.
Now, but it still is something to watch on TV. Different, you know. But I feel I'm trying to concentrate. I'm one of those guys that feels like from a team to win, I got to be focused on the game. I can't be like doing other shit. That's why I have a hard time watching the Saints games at the bar sometimes, because people want to come up and tell me that the toilet paper roll is out and I'm in the middle of an important game. And I'm like, man, this is tough. So but I knew it's just the fact that she's already asked me three times that week if this was the Pitt game, that we were in trouble.
Yep.
So sure enough, Saturday rolls around. We got UCF. I'm like, oh, man, these bastards better fucking cover this fucking spread. So I just so I can, first of all, not hear the end of it.
For my sanity.
Right.
Yep.
So sure enough, Pitt jumps out 21-0 on Boom. UCF.
Boom.
But Sharon hadn't really come in yet. At 10 a.m., we were watching College Game Day. She said, well, what time is Pitt? I said, well, it's this afternoon. But we weren't really together when the Pitt game finally came on. So 21-0. It's terrible. But all of a sudden, and even your boy Nick Perrone was messaging us on Twitter saying, man, what's up with UCF, man? They suck. I'm like, listen, man, they can explode in any minute. I wasn't letting up. They can explode at any minute. So we like
to touchdowns, we could cover that. 12 points, I think it was. We had that.
Right. So sure enough, they did explode.
They
did. Early third quarter, UCF explodes. I think they got up by 8, if I'm not mistaken. Eight or 10. Right. We were laying 11, I think. At one point, they get up by 8 or 10. But Sharon finally walks in the room, and UCF is up 24-21. I was like, oh, how's Pitt? How's they doing? And so I'm like, well, your boy jumped out really big early, but now Central Florida's coming back. Right. They scored the last 24 points. In a matter of seconds, they're going to be up by 30 points, UCF, I think. Well, sure enough, it didn't go that way, Webb.
Nope.
So Sharon had to late in the day. How'd Pitt do? They won outright, getting 11 points.
Getting 12, Yeah.
I told you.
The money line would have paid 6-1.
Ah, being married and gambling, it's fun. You told you
Oh, yeah. All right. That adds to the joy.
So I just wanted to share that story with everybody. Everybody that's married or relationship knows the I told you so moments in life are few and far between. You got to make sure you get those right. But I lost out on this one. No doubt. UCF. But it was very important to me because for some reason it was important for her. I don't even think she mentioned it again, but for me it was a big deal. So, Michigan went into Wisconsin. We had Wisconsin in that game. I was really surprised, though, with how lopsided it turned out.
Dude had like 143 yards in the first 10 minutes of the game. John Taylor, whatever his first name is. It was, I don't know what is going on with how it's Harbaugh keeping his job. He hasn't beaten Ohio State. He hasn't beaten, he hasn't won a bowl game, and he hasn't beaten Notre Dame. Who's he beat? Has he beaten anybody?
No.
Well, I don't know what's, I mean, he's got the same quarterback there for 3 years. I expected some things from Patterson. He's regressed, it seems like, from, like, I think, Mississippi State, wherever he came from. But they have nobody, no one, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, when he came on the scene, it really was like, man, Michigan's got like a real quarterback now. A kid that can throw, kid that can do all this stuff, and nothing, man. It never turned into anything.
Oh, and that was the thing. They always had a good defense. They had decent skill players. They were always big on, linemen and stuff. They had a couple of good tight ends. And you finally got, like you said, a quarterback who throw the ball, and then if you had to run it, but like he's going backwards.
Right. So then, shit. Wisconsin just blew the doors off them. Does Wisconsin play Ohio State this year? I imagine they do, huh? Do they play every year?
They must. I mean, they're the one team that's in the West, I think. So they're on the other. So they would play. They would certainly play in a championship, but they don't play.
Right. Not necessarily every year in the regular season.
Because Ohio State and Michigan, I believe, are on the East, whatever, Big Ten East, and then Wisconsin's on the other side. So I think that with Purdue, I mean, I'm not really sure who else over there, but I think so. They'll play eventually, one way or the other. So that would be a good one. Ohio State looks good again. They just seem to retool and just keep scoring more.
Yeah, man, they're blowing the doors off of teams. They struggled that first game. It seemed like they struggled. I don't know, but man, they're blowing the doors off of people. In SEC, we were way off on that A&M. We thought A&M at home would give a better showing.
Well, they suck. They officially suck. That's one thing. It's hard to bet. Everyone's rooting for Nick's, the quarterback. Kid was, literally infant in Auburn. His dad was there. So that was kind of a tough one. That's, that one and the Houston game, I'm not too upset about. There's a couple others we just were, like UCF just way off. Just some we just way off on.
What about Arkansas? Arkansas loses outright to San Jose State. We were making fun of the team they were playing last week. Yeah, they came out and whooped their ass.
They're like 100 and something out of 110 teams.
I think the kid on Arkansas threw like 5 interceptions to San Jose State.
Yeah.
How the fuck? How can you be in the SEC and be that bad? I don't understand. Right. And certainly, we talked. You mentioned last week. I think the top of the SEC is really good. But man, the rest of those teams, they're not really better than the middle of the road of any other teams. Cal went down to Ole Miss and beat up on them this week. Cal's solid.
Cal's looking good. Cal's I think we got team. Them. I think they play Thursday night.
Yeah, I might be looking at them this week coming up.
And they're getting some points, which is another line that kind of scares me. But I mean, that's the thing about the SEC this year. Even like Ole Miss and those teams. Yeah, like we just mentioned that. But like Tennessee sucks. Those bottom level teams, those bottom line teams are no good in the SEC, which is rare. And you're getting beat up by these Pac-10 teams and who were kind of down on the beginning of the season. It seems like they're kind of snapping their way into it.
Right.
But. You got anything for us?
You said it best last week about Michigan State. What did you say about Michigan State?
Fuck Michigan State.
Fuck Michigan State. You know what they did? They went to Northwestern. We had Northwestern plus a bunch of points.
And
Michigan State just did what they do when you got the worst team, and they just run the ball, and eventually they get enough to if we took them, it would have been the total opposite. They would have been boring offense and run, but never really get anything done. They'd give up a couple big plays, but no, when you're on them. When you're on the other side, they push Northwestern around enough. Northwestern couldn't do anything offensively.
Yeah. I mean, that was ugly. 31 points. I don't think they scored 31 in the other two games combined. They probably won't score 31 points again in a single game this year. But they do it against on the road in conference against a traditionally decent Northwestern team. Definitely tough to beat at home, especially getting 9 to 9.5 points.
Yep. Had Colorado getting points. That was a good one. They played well. San Diego State got beat up pretty good.
Yeah, that's the one. I don't know. That line was kind of funky, too. And Utah State, but it's, I don't know what. Yeah, I mean, that was a late night. That was one of those Hail Marys, end of the night type thing. So I'm not too upset. Syracuse was a big winner. That was a good one.
Yeah, Syracuse was a winner, but I can tell you what. I learned something. I watched that game this week. I learned something, too. Syracuse ain't that damn good. they're not very good because Western Michigan had plenty of chances. I think they turned the ball over a ton of times in the first half. And still, we're kind of within that 5.5-point margin in the late in the second half. Syracuse put a couple touchdowns on towards the end, but Syracuse, and that's going to be an interesting point in one of the games this weekend when Penn State plays Maryland. One of the Maryland's big wins so far was against Syracuse. Well, I learned a lot about Syracuse this week, and I learned that that's not that big of a win. What I learned.
Really, so. And that was at home, but they dominated Syracuse from the beginning to the end. Yeah, I mean, that was 52 points, too. They scored. But like you said, that could have went the other way, really. We'll take that one and get out of town. We're gonna jump
right, exactly. We were happy to get it. I was happy to get it. Because we took Georgia. Notre Dame does. They do what they do.
Yeah, of course.
They cover the spread when we're on the other side, and they don't when they're at home. When you're on them, they do. Notre Dame. We lucked out with Texas because we got we got a line of 5.5 for when we put it in, and most of the places that went up to 6. The number was 6 in the end. Did you? I know you were on the East Coast, and there's no way you saw the end of this game. Did you see anything or hear anything about this Washington State UCLA game?
No, I did not. Okay, Washington State lost, right?
Let me tell you a little something about this. So I go to this fundraiser for this great organization called Operation Song Saturday night. And what they do is they team up veterans, Korean veterans, World War II veterans, Vietnam veterans, Iraq, Afghanistan, all that stuff with country songwriters. And they do it as like a therapeutic thing. You know, they pour out their soul and get this song going and stuff like that. And really, really cool organization to help the veterans out. So I went to this thing. So I get home. It's like midnight. And Washington State, UCLA, it's the third quarter. And Washington State is up 32 points. So I'm like, all right, it was a shit day. But we got an extra. We got another win. So I start watching this game, right? UCLA hasn't done shit on offense all season long. All of a sudden, these teams start scoring, Webb. It was like nothing I've ever seen before. Just everything I said about the Pac-12, Utah and USC was a good, hard-nosed, hard-hitting football game.
Yeah, right.
This was exactly what you hate to see. What makes you sick about Pac-12 football. Dude on Washington State, dude, had 9 touchdown passes and lost.
Yeah.
The guy, UCLA quarterback, hasn't done shit all year. He had 5 touchdown passes and 2 runs, 7 total touchdowns. The final score, where the hell is the final score in this
67-63. Yeah, they were losing by 32 in the third quarter.
32 points in the third quarter. I'm like, all right, it's a shit night. Shit night, but we got a late night win. San Diego State was still on and still kind of had an outside chance getting some points. Yeah. So, man, maybe we can pull off a couple late wins. We got that half-point win over, you know, with Texas. No dice. It's a shit week. And I'll tell you, as the Monday night football game is unfolding right now, it's looking 14. Like we're going to be about 50% here on in the NFL this week. But I lost 21. I lost the UCF Super Bowl at home to the wife, but we won the Saints, and I'm going to take credit at the Wager Makers.
Oh, you deserve it.
Here should be our motto too. We're not afraid to say I told you so. That should be the way. Wager Makers motto, and we're going to roll with that. I might lose 32 games this week, but if I told you so about one of them, I'm not going to be afraid to say.
We will pat ourselves on the back all day long.
No doubt.
Of that one.
No doubt.
Hey, I told you. I told Corey to take Coney Pollard in the fantasy.
There you go.
103 yards and a touchdown.
Big game.
Keep Kittle. He would have won, I'm sure.
Right. Oh, so speaking of, before we go to the NFL, let's talk a little bit about this this Cowboys Saints matchup here. You want to put any kind of friendly wager on this? Maybe I'll tell you what we'll do. We're gonna have another show on Thursday, and so I'm putting a challenge out to all the listeners out there to come up for a bet for me and Webb for the Cowboys and Saints. So pop it on our Facebook, send us a message, do whatever you want to do, and we'll check it out. Maybe we'll come up with a good fun friendly wager to get that going. So
good idea. All right, I'm in.
Right. So put that out there, all you guys out there, man. People have been giving you some stuff. We also had Sasha Metherell. She's supporting the Cowboys on the Facebook page because I put a little.
Oh, there you go.
I put a little couple.
Thank you, Sasha.
Put a couple little
where's the
little,
Cowboy Nation
little jabs
out?
I put up a couple little jabs on the Cowboys on the Facebook page this week just to get a rise out of some people, so we'll see how that turns out. So we won the game. We won the Jaguars. We had Dirk Diggler Minshew. That's our nickname.
That's
for
our
him
man. That, that's our on. That's our mascot.
We like him.
Right there.
We like
that's
him.
Right.
So you know, and then we got won the Saints game. We had the Bills. They were dominating 14-0 the whole game. Finally I think Allen threw an interception. Let's Cincinnati back in the game. They actually tied it up 14-14, but the Bills pulled it out in the end, but they didn't cover. Eagles, in my whole diatribe, my whole thing, I'm like, the Eagles didn't even have enough players to practice. And then we go, Webb, what's your pick of the week? And you go, the Eagles.
That was our guys, Gargiulis.
Todd Lewis and Gargiulis. You guys, the Eagles suck. Eagles suck.
At least
that's
they lost.
Second week in a row. Second week in a row, we lost on that.
Yep.
Oh, we had the Vikings. They did good.
That was big.
They did good at home. We had the Texans. They look good. San Diego stinks. And I'll tell you what, let's talk about just looking ahead a little bit. They go down to Miami this week, and I'm not ready to say Miami's going to win a game. But, man, the early line on that's like 16.5.
16.5.
And I thought, you know, Miami came to play against Dallas last week. I thought Rosen didn't look too bad early on. They had a missed field goal, and I think they fumbled the ball inside the five.
There was,
you know, Dallas obviously came out in the second half and put the hammer down to them, but Miami, it was the first time I really saw them play. I feel like I'm sure they played a lot worse the first two games than they did this week, but they seemed to come to play this week anyway. So,
and San Diego gave some juice, and he did, but I don't know how long that'll last. So we'll see. That's an interesting pick for the suicide. It looks like I'm just glimpsing at the lines.
I'm not doing that one because San Diego always has a hard time going to the East Coast. I don't know. I just have a feeling about that one. I got a bad feeling in my gut about that one. As far as
This is a tougher week than
it's been.
We'll discuss that later, but yeah, I mean, right. Great.
So we got the Texans. We took the Rams Sunday night. That one worked out okay.
Wheels are coming off in Cleveland. My boy can't get it done. Freddie Kitchens is melting under the pressure.
It's a tough game. It's the Rams. They went to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, everybody, they look good too. I think
Cleveland should need a chill pill too. I think what happens up there is, they got a whole bunch of dudes looking to make the 80-yard play all the time. If they run Odell Beckham and Landry and them, inside crossing, you know, every play for them is a deep pass.
They ran the ball. I think they ran for 200 yards.
Chubb looked quick.
One thing too, and the defense is just so – they're banged up on defense too, though.
Yep. So that's going to be a tough game. But now they go to Baltimore this week coming up, so that's not going to get much easier. That's going to be a tough game, too.
Oh, yeah. And Baltimore, kind of an angry Baltimore team, too. They kind of got smacked around. They did come back a little bit, but they got smacked around there for a little bit against KC this week, too. So
So we had San Francisco. They didn't cover. We had Arizona. They just got their ass handed to them. I wanted to take the Colts. You didn't let me. They won.
Your
Falcons. The Colts.
Oh, yeah.
Falcons. Yeah, you won't let go to your Falcons. Crazy. Your Falcons, your Browns, and your Cowboys, man. Your boys suck.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I was thinking about this. I mean, ever since Shanahan last, it changed for Matty Ice. He's not Matty Ice anymore. He's, I don't know, Matty Snow or something. But he's not the same as he was. That first interception threw was awful. I don't know what he's doing. And then one of their guys, Lorenzo Neal, his name is, one of the safeties or whatever. I think he tore an ACL, so he's out for the season now. I think he's one of the guys I think might have been out last year the whole season. So their coach sucks. I did mention that when I did pick them, but they're just, you know, and even Freeman hasn't been the same since Shanahan left either, the running back. And those Shanahans can, you know, grab a dude off a street corner. The father did it with the Broncos with Terrell Davis, and the brother and the son seems to be doing it too in San Francisco. So those two teams I'm down on, way down on both the Falcons and the Browns at this point.
Right, but I'll tell you what, up there by your way, the quarterback change worked out pretty good so far for the Giants. Did you watch that game this week?
I did. He looked good. He did. You know, you got a Jameis throwing the ball to the other team. That's another one that I swung and missed on that Jameis. that's another failed experiment.
I think we put more credit to Bruce Arians than was possible.
Nobody's going to turn Jameis Winston around. You just can't fix stupid, I guess, is what it's going to come down to. And they don't trust him. They had the ball on like the 10-yard, whatever, the 8-yard, and they ran the ball three times. And they did that twice. They didn't give him any opportunity after he threw that for the intercept to ruin. So you're kicking field goals versus touchdowns. And they could have won the game at the end there with the field. They give the old, our kicker's better from deep than he is from close.
That only works out if you make the field goal.
If you miss,
you got to answer that the rest of your life. Why did you take a penalty? Because we were better off from 5 yards back.
We were too close, dude.
It's not even like in college where the hash marks are way off on the side, so you're trying to give a better angle. In the pros, the hash marks are just off to the side a little bit.
It is where it is.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Oh, shit.
But he did look good. But Barkley's out, I think, 4 to 8 weeks. That's interesting to see.
Yeah.
I thought I heard someone say that the Giants are going to be favored this week. I don't know if that's actually possible. We'll see if I could find it here, but I don't know. I don't see the line isn't up yet, I guess, because Barkley. I don't know how that could be possible. If it is, we're probably going to have to go against, because their defense is horrendous. One of the worst in the league, obviously, out there. So I don't know about that. We'll have to take a look at that.
Their defense is terrible. I'm looking at the ESPN app right now, and they're -3. Against the Redskins next week. So what this is setting up is Redskins are about to get their ass handed to them on Monday night in front of national TV. And then they're going to be getting some points to a rookie quarterback next week. I think the Redskins is going to be this is going to be one of those plays where you're like, and nothing says Daniel Jones is just all of a sudden going to be winning games left and right, especially with no Barkley. You know, they got no Barkley. So you're going to get a chance to look at him. I like him. He looks like a big, strong, athletic kid. The game's not too big for him and all that stuff, but
let's look good. He's a lot more athletic maybe than I gave him some credit for. He definitely ran, but he's going to be running for his life. That Nate Solder was getting abused by that defensive end or that outside linebacker, whatever his name was. So I don't know how long he's going to be running for his life. So that's we'll see.
That Giants defense is horrendous.
Awful.
Horrendous. So, awful. Especially the secondary.
Yep.
So that might be one to look at the over total in that one too, because you know the kid's going to be passing like crazy, and so is the Skins, but we'll see. That'll be just a reminder. We will be coming out with a show Thursday night as well. We're going to be picking up. This is more of a recap from the weekend, and we will be picking up all the stuff from making picks for next week's games on Thursday night. Okay, so Webb, anything else in the NFL that really stood out to you this week?
The amount of penalties, I think I don't know what the average is, but I've seen some teams like 11, 13. I think the Falcons had 13 or 11. Someone else, the Buccaneers, I think had 9 or something like that. I don't know what we talked about at the beginning of the season, that we're worried about the pass interference rule, which I guess has come into play, but it just seems like they're throwing flags. And even Al Michaels said something, goes, this is the theme of the season is, you know, and a flag on a play. So I don't know why or what's going on with that. It doesn't seem to be any of those points of emphasis that they discussed, but it's just a ton of penalties, which is, you know, obviously annoying. Maybe they'll try to get that figured out as they move forward. But that's the thing that kind of stuck out for me. That and the kicking still sucks.
Oh, it's terrible. It's funny that you mentioned the penalties. Thursday night's game, right? The Jacksonville and Tennessee game. So they have a whole shitload of penalties in the first half, right? Tom Brady comes out and tweets. Tom Brady sent a tweet at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
At halftime of the Thursday night game. And he says, man, there's way too many flags, and he had to turn a game off, basically, is what he said, right?
Yeah.
So there was 20 penalties in the first half. Oh, no. There was 20 penalties in the game, and 15 of them in the first half. So after Tom Brady tweets he's turned the game off, there's only 5 in the second half. You think they're not listening to these? You think Tom Brady? You don't think they don't listen to Tom Brady? Shit.
Goodell wasn't paying attention to
it. Somebody made a call and said, listen, Tom Brady just turned that shit off, and he tweeted that he turned it off. And you better stop calling fucking final penalties.
All right, well, before we get off, you see Antonio Brown, you see the latest? He's going back to school.
Yeah, he needs to go back to school. He should go to...
I don't understand. Was he this crazy when he was broke? I mean, that's what I want to know. Or is he just this crazy because he can afford it? So he signed up. He's going back to Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan, for three classes.
I don't even know how you can talk about this guy. I don't even understand.
Right.
I mean, he needs to get psychiatric evaluation, or he's just smarter than all of us, and he's got so much money, he doesn't really matter.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I mean, that's the problem with the money. And same Jalen Ramsey, right? He called out sick. For the Jaguars today. He wants to trade. He called out sick. Said he's got the flu, and he's probably going to be out all week. He's probably going to be out all week of practice.
Right. That's right.
Jacksonville tried to go back on that a little bit. They were kind of at odds with each other after that one game. And then I tell you, with Minshew and the defense looked real good against Tennessee, all of a sudden the Jags are kind of like, listen, we're not really looking to trade this guy. We you know, I think they probably tried to work it out. And Ramsey, I guess, wasn't real happy with that situation. He was like, oh, well, you want to keep me? Well, I'm not feeling too good today. I got a fever. I got a little fever.
Dog ate my homework. But it's funny. I wonder what would happen if they show up with, you know, $35 million guaranteed, how quickly that He got a miracle drug. That flu shot really kicked in instantaneously. I'm good, coach. I'm good. I got this.
He showed up to work in a Brinks truck. Maybe the hospital ambulance will bring him to work next time.
All right. He'll come in a hazmat suit.
Man, he's got. I mean, this is the problem with the too much money. And look, I'm not one of these guys. I say the players deserve everything they get. It's all supply and demand. If the league's making money and they're bringing in that kind of money, you get what you get. I'm not worried about that. But part of the issue is, there's no reason for these guys to do anything they don't want to do at a certain point. You know, if you have $20 million in the bank, why, you know, what, why do something if you, hey, I don't feel like being here anymore. I'd rather play with the,
right.
Or with the Patriots.
My buddy.
I'd rather play with the Patriots. Yeah. My friends over there. Right. I went to college with them.
Right. Well, the funny thing is that when Antonio Brown got released, he went on that Twitter tirade or Instagram tirade or whatever it was over Robert Kraft saying that contracts don't mean anything. This is from a motherfucker who wouldn't honor his contract in Pittsburgh and just tantrumed his, you know, lunatic his way out of Oakland.
Right.
Didn't want the $35 million guarantee wasn't good enough. And he's complaining that they didn't want to honor his contract when he's threatening a lawyer and some woman over some type of sexual assault thing. But that's come on, man.
Thing is, if he just towed the company line in Oakland, I feel like they would have stood behind him with this issues that he's having right now. Let's say he goes to Oakland. And he's like a perfect guy. You saw what Gruden and their Mayock did there. They stuck behind him forever until it was just too much. If he just goes there and practices and plays, they would have stuck behind him with this and said, look, we're going to see how the process plays out and see if the police get involved or anything. And that would have been that. But, man, you get what you deserve, man. This dude's just plain jerk. And now he's going to college. I'm glad I don't have an 18-year-old daughter. It's a freshman at Central Michigan.
Got
this crazy lunatic walking around campus up there.
With you know, $100 bills.
With the stories they talked about with this personal trainer doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
And the other thing, you see the after that Houston game, I guess the quarterback and the receiver are like, fuck this. I'm gonna stay another year.
They declared redshirt. You can redshirt if you played only four games now.
Four games.
This dude's one of the best supposed to be one of the best quarterbacks in the country. He just loses to Tulane, ends up 1-3. They're kind of like, listen, we're gonna hold off on the rest of this season. Yeah. We'll come back next. We'll see you next year for a senior year.
Our best offensive players. Yeah. We're just gonna shut them down.
I wonder if they can do it again. Can they do it again? After they go three games next year and go, wait, this isn't going the way we thought.
Not going to work. And it's funny, that dude, that quarterback, the Eric King, was ahead of the quarterback Trask, who's now running Florida's show. Right. They went to some same high school in Houston there. They said, I think there's 14 out of the 22 dudes, the starting 22, that got D1 scholarship. And the kid Trask was the set. So that's some serious high school football right there. They ain't messing around in Texas. Don't mess with Texas. But.
Well, let's go on. What do you look at any of these games? Like, we got an NFL game Thursday night. We got a couple college games coming up. You see anything you like this week? We got the Eagles. Eagles go to the Packers, man. The Packers actually look pretty good, man. The new, you know, they playing good D, they're running the ball a little bit. They're a little more balanced on offense. The Eagles are banged up. They had a rough game this week. Man, they had, you know, DeSean Jackson and Jeffries was out this past week. I'm not sure what their status is coming up, but I can't imagine they'll be already ready to go on Thursday night. But we'll see. You got any feel about this game?
Green Bay, I mean, we talked about this early on before that first game against the Bears. I think their defense is, it's funny to say that, but the defense is going to be what's carrying them out there. I'm sure they're a top five defense, if not the top defense. Philly doesn't know. I mean, I don't know. They had, I think, three offensive interference penalties and six or eight drops. Even at the end of the game, that dude should have caught the ball at the goal line. So Philly technically probably should have won that game. So this is a tough one. Green Bay -4.5 and 45. I don't have any lean on the total. I wish if Alshon Jeffries was playing, I'd take the 4.5. This Philly's going to be against, their backs going to be against the wall. They're going to be 1-3 if they lose. Dallas is 3-0. So, I mean, at this point, I'd have to wait and see, but I'm thinking at 4.5, it's telling us that, Jeffries is not going to play. Philly doesn't really run the ball. So at this point, at 4.5 as it is, as funny as it sounds, if the line goes down, I may take Philly. If it stays at 4.5 or goes higher, I'll go with Green Bay.
Yeah, right. That's a tough one. You know, I just think Philly's so banged up. We expected Philly to be good.
Yep.
They're not that good. You know, we'll see. But you know, a lot of that's injuries. But that's just part of it. If injuries don't make you good, you're not good. You know, if you got nobody to throw to, they had a bunch of dropped balls by the receivers, and that really cost them a game against Atlanta, and it cost, you know, when Aguilar dropped that pass, and they both dropped a couple of the games. I'll go ahead and go with Green Bay in this game. I'm just nervous that this will end up being a field. You know, even if Green Bay's got a solid, they might win by 3 points. But Green Bay's been pretty solid, and I'm at home on Thursday night. Philly's got to be reeling after that game from last week and looking forward to get back. But man, they've had a rough couple weeks.
But Green Bay, you got to look at their second half numbers. I don't know that they scored anything last week after the first half. They didn't score much that week one against the Bears. So, you know, it's probably going to be a low scoring game as well. I think Philly's D line is pretty good. Green Bay still isn't running the ball like they should. But yeah, I got no problem taking Green Bay here either.
Okay. So we'll take Green Bay in the pro game Thursday night, and let's go on to the college football. Do you got any games on Thursday, or just a couple on Friday?
I think we have. Yeah, there's one on Thursday. We have.
Yeah. Oh, Memphis and our Navy boys. What do you think about that one?
Man, these games are tough. I mean, I'm looking at this game. I don't know how we're not jumping all over Navy plus 10.5. I don't. Memphis had a couple guys get drafted. One of the guys on the Cowboys, Tony Pollard. I don't know how they can they're pumping out pro after pro and keep it going here. Navy is good. I think they're legit. We talked about it last week, even though Air Force punches in the gut. But this one, to me, I'm just looking at it. I'll take Navy plus the 10.5 for sure.
Yeah, I'm in. I like Navy. I like Navy a lot. I like taking Navy. I like the way they play. They just, especially getting points, man. They slow the game
down.
Yeah,
they're difficult. Yeah, big time.
So
big
hopefully time. We do something good with that. And then we got four games on Friday night. I spoke a little bit about Maryland and that one good win that they had. I felt was we thought it was a little better at the time when they smoked Syracuse, and then they came out and lost to Temple in the last game. And then it turns out that maybe Pitt is a little better than we thought since they beat UCF. That's Penn State only won by 7 against Pitt last time out. I kind of like Penn State laying the 7. I know this is one of those games that's going to be a Friday night in Maryland. The crowd's going to be going ape shit. I've lost a ton of these games on these nighttime,
the
weeknight college football games. I can see right now the sea of red storming the field at the end of this game and shit like that. I can almost picture it. But yet I still say I like Penn State minus only a touchdown. So
yeah, I'm going to say how great it's going to be for Maryland to win this, and it's going to be the greatest night on campus. But I'm still taking Penn State minus the 6 on the box.
I can even see it. I can see them. Right. I can see the goalpost falling down with guys hanging from the goalpost and everything.
And then we could buy that Navy up to 11 and Penn State down to 6. I like both of those pretty good, actually, which is – I said the same thing sitting in the same chair a week ago, so a little apprehensive. But you got to stick to our guns, I guess.
Yeah, right. Cool. And then we got a – The team that we no-named and we disrespected last week against Arkansas, and they're playing Air Force this week, and we actually took Air Force, but they're like, man, that's a lot of points. I don't have any real feel on this one.
I have no lean at all. I mean, this is the one that's just despite us, Air Force wins this one, 62-17 or something like that. Right. But yeah, I have no lean here. I'm going to stay away from this. There's plenty that that Penn State game is on at the same time. There's no need to really worry about that.
That's right. And then we got later on, we got Cal. We've talked about them a lot this year. We haven't really been on them, but they're a quality team, I think. They moved up to number 15. They're 4-0 now. They look solid. Arizona State, to me, their biggest win so far was against Michigan State. That's not real impressive.
No.
And Cal's at home in this one. What do you think about this? Colorado actually beat Arizona State last week coming off that big Michigan State
win. Yeah. Arizona State, I think they're headed in the right direction. I think everyone likes Herm Edwards. And I think this,
you play to win the games, Webb, you play to win the games.
That's right. And they got that true freshman quarterback. Looks like he'd play, but that game they beat Michigan State, I think it was 10-7 or something like that, or 13-10. Cal, it came out of nowhere for me in particular. I initially thought I was wrong about this. I thought Cal was on the road and I was worried about the 4.5 points. I thought that was a little bit of a funky line. Now seeing Cal at home, Cal all day long. We're all over this one.
Cool. All right. So we got some picks this week. We got Navy plus 10.5.
We got Green Bay minus 4.5. We got Penn State minus 7 and Cal minus 5. Look, people, we're going to turn this shit around. But one thing we're not going to do is bullshit with you. If we lose, we're going to come out here and tell you we lost. We suck. When we suck, we suck. I'm going to tell Weber he sucks. I'm going to tell Weber sucks.
Oh, I know I suck.
And I'm going to tell you what right now. The Dallas Cowboys suck. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Here we go.
And they're coming into the dome and they're about to get their ass fucking handed to them. And people out there, I want you to give us a good bet that me and Weber can get involved in. I know a lot of you guys been hammering him to get on Facebook. He's afraid to get on Facebook.
Oh, I'm scared. I'm shaking.
He's afraid to get on his Facebook because he knows he's wrong 90% of the time with the picks. So he got nothing to return.
This was your league last week, man. Not me. I was like even. You're 8-4-12. I was 50.
What you talking about? Even. What picks? You vetoed my my Colts.
I wanted Oregon. Oregon covered easy.
You vetoed my Colts.
All right.
That's how I even gave you five chances to take the Colts.
Should have had BC.
Listen, have you pep talked your team into a win? Your whole city?
I don't need it.
Have you inspired your whole city?
I'm coming up to my games.
I've inspired an entire city.
You have.
I have inspired a town.
You are. Tony Robbins. Shit. That's your name now.
I got him going. Thank you, John Groh, for the bumper music. iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Someone told me today we are not on TuneIn Radio, so I'm going to start working on that this week. Check out our picks at Sports Watch Monitor. Webb, what does Devin say about the YouTube?
Devin Weber, special. YouTube, subscribe, first of all. Second of all, hit your notification, a little bell, so anytime we post anything, you'll get dinged. And then also hit the thumbs up to like us. Soon coming to video. Live and in charge.
Yeah, and Webb, just listen, what I did this week a couple times, a couple people who you know well enough, just grab their fucking phone and go to YouTube and subscribe. It's no more, we're going guerrilla marketing now. Just grab, right. Listen, man. Oh, you got a podcast? How's that work? Give me your fucking phone. That's why I said, give me your phone, and you hit subscribe, hit the bell, you hit the ding, you do all of it.
There you go. Right. I love it.
All right. Well, thanks. We'll be back. Listen, we'll be back soon Thursday night with all our picks for the weekend. Hopefully we'd get a better week going this weekend. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it. And don't forget, get involved in our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram. Tell some friends, man. Tell some friends to listen. It's really going good. We're building this thing up, and we appreciate it. So, Webb, what's up? Say goodbye.
All right, man. Thanks, everybody. Yeah, YouTube, Podbean, subscribe. Guerrilla marketing, baby.
All right, brother. Yeah.